George Barna and the researchers, the opinion researchers that he organized, often do surveys that are related to the spiritual and faith outlook of American society. Some of what Barna discovers is encouraging at times. It's good to find out that we're not alone and feeling a need for something greater than ourselves and for believing that there is such a thing. And even though at times the opinions that he discovers, it's a little discouraging to realize there's that large a segment of our fellow citizens at times who think as they do, it helps us to deal with reality, and it helps us to understand where we are and who we are in that way. I ran across one recently which, among other things, surveyed the number of the church-going United States population, the church-going now, who know about and believe in what we often refer to as the Great Commission. Do you know what I'm talking about when I mention that phrase, the Great Commission? Barna found that out of U.S. churchgoers, a full 35%, no, excuse me, back up a little bit, it's worse than that, more than half of U.S. churchgoers have not heard of the Great Commission. Think of that. More than half have not heard of it. And then, when they're presented even with a list of possible passages, 37% don't recognize which ones of the well-known, hopefully well-known, biblical passages are referred to as the Great Commission. Makes you stop and think, doesn't it? The thing that would motivate us, at least in part, to do what we were discussing this morning would be the Great Commission. But I don't think that many of us would fall into this category, but maybe I would be mistaken, but over half. So let me refresh our memories for just a second. The two longer passages that are referred to as the Great Commission are from Matthew and Mark. And as you know, they are from the ending of these two gospel accounts, which tell us what is supposed to happen because the Son of God has engaged in a ministry in this world and then has given Himself up in crucifixion and then has been raised up in victory, and then has been is to be at this point exalted to God's right hand. And before He's taken up, He says to His disciples, Matthew's account, Matthew 28:18 beginning, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the, even to the end of the age," or the end of the world. You think about what He's saying. There is teaching to help someone learn of Christ. Then there is baptism into Christ of those who believe that teaching. And then there is further teaching to those who have become disciples so that they can grow up in Jesus. That's the commission. That's the Great Commission. Mark's account, though it's worded differently, or puts the accent in a different place, is still recognizable. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved or will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. In other words, they'll be in the situation they already were. Those two statements are summaries of a great task that we often just refer to as evangelism when it goes on in the community or neighborhood around us. Sometimes we refer to it as missions when it's in somewhere else, but it's still the fulfillment of the same great commission. About a month ago, Brother Eddie Clower called me. Eddie is known to David and his family, and by some of you others who are present with us. Eddie has been a professor at Harding for a long time, has had a heart for evangelism of all kinds, and Eddie asked me if I would do something for them that we're going to do tonight. And it's to make you aware of an idea that he, along with the Truth for Today publishers, the Truth for Today ministry down in Searcy, have come up with about how to put equipment for teaching in the hands of gospel preachers in the continent of Africa. I have for you an 11-minute video tonight that I'd like to ask you to consider with us. It will explain in their behalf what they're planning to do. I've asked the elders, our elders, if it's all right with them if I do this, and it's okay with them. So I'd like us to be aware of this. It does explain what they're doing and ask for support of interested people and ask for prayers. But I also have an additional thought or two that I would like to draw from this. So I'd ask you to give your attention for a few moments to this report. Okay.
Let us think sincerely about our giving the good news to the world. Yes, to everyone in the world. Remember Jesus said in that wonderful verse of Mark 16:15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." The NSAV has it, "to all creation." The KJV has, "to every creature." The CEV translation has, "Go preach the good news to everyone in the world." There is no doubt that Jesus wants everyone in the world to have the gospel. If you are his follower, I am sure you do too. It is our task then to give the Bible to the world. In fact, this is our greatest task. Our Heavenly Father has given this charge to the church, indeed to every Christian. Evangelizing the people of the earth stands right at the top of the list of the things that God has given His church to do. Truth for Today World Mission School has presented to us a great idea for reaching out to the earth. They have put together a plan for developing a large number of preachers and teachers in needy places in 2019. They want us to help them cultivate maybe 10,000 or more who can preach the gospel to their own people in their own language. Can you imagine this? This is a great idea. But remember, a great idea does not become a really powerful idea until it is implemented. Let us put this far-reaching idea into action by covering the continent of Africa in 2019. Let us do this by giving the complete study of the life of Christ and an online learning center to thousands of preachers and teachers in that great land. To be specific, Truth for Today is preparing the 2-volume set of the life of Christ to be sent to thousands of preachers and teachers in Africa. This set will live perhaps 50 years and will be a tremendous guide in their study of the life of Christ. This set will help them and urge them to be Christ-centered, faithful preachers and teachers for maybe the rest of their lives. This approach to guiding men into being preachers and teachers has an accuracy to it that we must have. David Roper, one of our best writers and preachers, has written these two volumes. They have been thoroughly proofed by some of our best teachers, preachers, and scholars. This set also has a thoroughness to it. The two books give the whole life of Christ as revealed in the Scriptures. The set covers Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is 47% of the New Testament. The set gives a thorough presentation of the entire life of Jesus. It is one of the most powerful sets that has ever been written. A hardbound set, like these two volumes, will have a longevity to its service of teaching the gospel. Then there is the practical side to sending the national preacher and teacher these two books. One can read them often, share them easily, store them easily, and make copies of them easily. Think of the multiple uses of these two books. In addition, these two books are easily translated into other languages. The Online Learning Center will have these books in translated form in 22 languages beyond English. There is a universality to these books. What message do we want to give the world? We want everyone to have the life of Christ, do we not? No college or university would tackle its work without required reading of the appropriate books. These two books can be used all over the world to teach the greatest story ever told. Take a closer look at this approach of giving these two books to national servants. Remember, these two study texts cover 47% of the New Testament. They bring together the four Gospels into one story, giving the reader the complete God-sent life of Christ. The two books have a 50-year lifespan. The national preacher or teacher is set up through them for a lifetime of study and preaching and teaching on the life of Jesus. We are actually giving thousands of potential preachers and teachers the story of the life of Christ in the Gospels. The most powerful story on earth. The church today is confronted by a great challenge. The church's primary mission, mandated by Jesus, is that of covering the earth with the gospel message. We must be committed to using the best methods, that is, methods that serve well and have an indefinite lifespan. These two books cost $60. This expense includes everything necessary to getting them into the hands of the national preacher and teacher. It will provide for printing, mailing, and placing them into the hands of the nationals throughout Africa. In addition, these two books point the recipient of them to the online learning center that will provide him with similar studies on the entire Bible. Thus, he is being set up with an entire library of commentaries on the Bible to use in his teaching and preaching. With this method of helping the national preacher and teacher, we are taking a giant step toward setting up teaching opportunities that will live long after we have completed our work on earth. Think now about the amazing online learning center to which each volume of The Life of Christ points the national teacher and preacher. Just what is this learning center? It is an online school that contains a complete study of the Bible that is available in 90% of the land area of the earth. It makes the complete study of the Bible available in 22 major and minor languages of the world. We could say it like this. It gives the most Bible to the most people in the shortest amount of time and in the most effective way. Just think, with this online learning center, the national preacher and teacher has within his reach 41 and soon to be 55 commentaries, 500-page study texts that thoroughly and faithfully cover the entire Bible. The Online Learning Center now has 307 courses, each of which is based on a 500-page study text. The National Man can access this library free of charge on his desktop computer, his laptop, his iPad, his smartphone, or any other device that will connect him to throughthescriptures.com. Making this online learning center available to the national preacher and teacher is a major step forward in covering the earth with the Bible. Today's population of the earth is 7,625,872,025, and the population is growing at a rate of 1.5%. That would be 3 to 5 people per second. The total of today's internet users stands at 4,068,672,372, and it is growing at a rate of 11%. That would be 8 to 12 people per second. It is projected that by 2020, the internet users of the earth will number 5 billion. As you think of the future of the evangelism of the church, consider 3 sobering facts. First, by 2020, the internet penetration of the world will be exceeding 5 billion. We must be ready for this opportunity in our world. Second, if we have a way to cover the earth with the teaching of the scriptures, and we do not do it, what does that say about us? Third, the 3 most effective ways of carrying out the Great Commission in complete global coverage may well be: 1, utilizing mightily the well-written and well-proofed printed page. 2, teaching the national preacher and teacher to be missionaries to their own people. And 3, the no-postage coverage of internet. When all 3 of these effective ways of reaching out to all the earth are combined, we have implemented 1 major, giant step toward covering the earth with the gospel. Will you join with Truth For Today and assist them in sending the 2 volumes on the life of Christ to thousands of preachers and teachers in Africa? Truth For Today was started in 1987 and has grown into one of our largest mission schools. It is a printed school, mailing monthly to 32,000 or so preachers and teachers of the gospel. These mailings go out to 158 nations and territories to teach, encourage, and guide those who are carrying the gospel to others. These mailings are being sent in 13 to 22 languages, providing an outreach to 70% of the people of the earth. The Truth For Today School is overseen by a board of Christian leaders, 9 faithful servants in the church from 5 strong congregations of the Churches of Christ. The first mailing into Africa is scheduled for April 1, 2019, and the second mailing is scheduled for September 1, 2019. Will you help with the funding of these 2 mailings? Will you be a part of reaching out to large sections of the earth with the gospel message?
Thank you for your patience while we got that started, and thanks for thinking about that with us for a few minutes. Now, we're going to pray for this work and others like it in just a moment, and in so doing, we'll be remembering the ways in which this congregation has been involved in efforts like this and is now. Byron's work with the Voice of Truth was an example of the first one of these tools that we just mentioned, the printed page, the well-written printed page. Remember that Stephen goes into the nations of Africa as well. We think of Joy and Tammy Treat in the Northern Mariana Islands, a part of our work, and other things like that as well. All of these types of things illustrate some realities about the Lord's work, which are true always, and which new generations of our members need to consider. There is the Great Commission. There is a way in which it is a part of all of our lives every day as we are going from one activity to another through the day. That happens, however, where we are. There's another way like this, which means that someone has to care enough about how to complete the Great Commission to envision ways in which it might be accomplished. Someone has to be paying enough attention to think about an idea and then to develop an idea. Someone has to put together enough work to develop a plan and to a way to carry out that plan. There has to be enough people who are interested in it to help actually do the work of it. There has to be some group of people, enough people who have such interests that they are willing to help support the task financially. And then there has to be enough concern, enough shared concern, that the Lord's people pray over it. So in that way, I think you can imagine in your mind a great team of the Lord's people who share. I'm not trying to say tonight that this particular plan is the one all of us have. I think it's worth our imagination and our prayers and our concern and our support. But if not this one, someone or ones have to capture the imagination of a congregation like us and be finished. I recognize that I have a role in that too. I ran across the research done by David Bosch. Bosch has written a book entitled Transforming Mission. And though he uses a phrase in it that we don't normally use, he says there is a church because there is a mission, not vice versa. In other words, it's not that there is a mission because there's a church. And he goes ahead to say that when preachers think exclusively about the gospel as God's means for serving people instead of the church's motivation to serve the world, the Great Commission gets lost in the flurry of church-centric activities. In other words, we can forget the Great Commission. We can be totally busy as a church serving ourselves. And if that happens, it's partly my fault. So I'm trying to call our attention to what our great purpose really is. Young and old, we have a place in the Lord's mission for us. I'd like for us to pray tonight if you'll bow with us. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you, as the source of all good news thinking, chose to send your only Son into the world to dwell among us, to show us your glory in person, and to be able to sympathize with us and our need. We're so thankful that you loved enough to give your Son up for us all, that you are powerful enough to raise him up alive with the victory over sin and death, and that you are wise enough to provide for the sending of the news of what he has done for us and what you've done for us through him to people everywhere. We pray, Father, for our hearts to be overflowing with gratitude for those who have taught us the gospel ourselves. Father, we didn't do anything to deserve the privilege of knowing the good news, but we benefit from it, and we're grateful. We pray, Father, for the wisdom and the heart to help do what we can in giving other people the same privilege. We're thankful for every good work in which we have an opportunity to be involved as a congregation to cause others to be able to know the good news. We pray right now especially for the Truth for Today work. We're thankful for the thought that conceives ways in which to make the good news available. And we pray that this plan to help a whole continent know about the life of your Son can be successful. And we pray that much good can come from it. And we pray that many people may be able to be saved because of it. So we pray, Father, for your blessings upon it insofar as it pleases you and insofar as it would be best. And we pray that you'll bless us in just knowing that there is work like this being done. Bless us tonight, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me mention two things to you. I have a copy of the two volumes of The Life of Christ that I'll have out on the desk out here if you'd like to look them over. They have in them not only a survey of the life of Jesus, but special studies as on different topics as they go along, and they are well written. And also, I'd like you to know that you can go, if you'd like to, you can go to the website. It is through the Scriptures, through the Scriptures, the and the Scriptures all begin with capital letters. There's no spaces between them. Throughthescriptures.com, and it has a place on there where you can make yourself familiar with the courses that he's talking about, or even this one here. And if you didn't get to write that down, you can ask me later. Tonight we have been informing ourselves about how the gospel gets taken from one place to another. We haven't been studying the gospel itself. Maybe you're someone who's been recipient of the good news and you've decided you believe it and want to depend on it, want to embrace what it offers. If you're here and you have been planning tonight to make the good confession and to be baptized into Christ, or if there's a way you need your brothers and sisters to pray with you, we want to offer that opportunity tonight while we're together. So if you would, if you need to, come while we stand and sing this song together.